Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. Yes, Jim Masters here, your host, and it's a pleasure to have you here. It is Monday, January 24th, 2022, at the time of this live broadcast, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. We welcome everybody who's tuned in from all around the world, and we invite you to stay right there for the next 30 minutes because we've got an extraordinarily inspiring and empowering episode with our special guest, James McEninch of You Are Energy Wellness Coaching. He's experienced both the struggles and rewards of being in recovery himself for some 35 years. Today, James is a registered certified recovery coach, and he is health practitioner and the founder of You Are Energy Wellness Coaching. Now, as an energy wellness and trauma interventionist specialist, James has had the opportunity to work with a vast number of individuals struggling with addiction. James says our struggles are caused by programs in our subconscious mind. He works with the subconscious mind to help individuals who are addicted to drugs or suffering from trauma, and specializes in helping these individuals release those beliefs that hinder their recovery. He incorporates energy psychology informed techniques to help his clients change their beliefs. These techniques allow clients to work through and release their negative energy, the blockages, without having to talk about or relive those traumatic events. It really enables them to achieve greater success in reaching their recovery goals. James has been working with thought field therapy for over 20 years, having studied directly under the developer of TFT, Roger Callahan. James has also developed his own approach known as Fast Aid. And when combined with TFT and Fast Aid, they offer a quick, non-invasive, evidence-based way to balance and change your beliefs. More personally, James is dedicated to bringing healing, specifically to veterans and first responders with substance use disorders. First responders and veterans have seen things that would make the hair on your neck stand up, and they have to treat it like it's normal every day. The website is www.ur, that's the letter U and the letter R, that's urenergywellness.com. urenergywellness.com is the website. We will mention it again during the course of the program. Let's welcome James to Close Up Radio as our special guest, coming to us live from Tarentum, Pennsylvania, just north of the great city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. James, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you for allowing me to join you today. Before I get started, though, I'd like to make this disclaimer to everyone. I am an energetic coach. I only heal myself. As a coach, I can guide you to heal yourself. I cannot heal you because I'm not you. I can assist clients in releasing and in balancing underlying energy. I do not cure, nor do I heal anyone. Thank you.
Thank you for doing that. I appreciate that authenticity. That is fantastic because we all do have to take responsibility for our own lives and be participants in our own lives. You can really guide them, but then they have to really take part in it, right?
Yes, that's part of it.
That's what it's all about. Tell us, I mentioned a little bit in the introduction, James, a little of your story, just sort of sprinkled it in a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your story and how did your story and what you've experienced, which is really great in terms of for your clients, you walk the walk, talk the talk. You can relate to their experiences. You understand what they're going through because you've been there. How did your story, if you can share bits and pieces of that with our audience, how did that also lead to your wanting to do the incredible work you're doing now?
Well, my story started at a young age. I grew up as a wannabe. I wanted to be everybody but me. I was intelligent. I never really fit in. I was always anxious about everything. I just didn't feel that I belonged. That's back in 1963, and things are different in 63. And I joined the Navy Reserves while I was 17 years old, still in high school. Upon joining the Reserves, waiting to go active duty, they had a parade for the Vietnam War. After that parade, I went to the club with all the other enlisted people, and that's where my life changed. I was able to sit up at the bar and drink with all the other sailors, and that was my first blackout. I don't remember driving home. I don't remember anything that happened. But what I do remember was this. I fit in. I was no longer anxious. I didn't have that problem with being longing with anybody. It had all left me. And that was the major thing that changed my life. I chased that from 17 to 41 because a program was written in my subconscious mind at that time, I believe, that it said alcohol will give you relief. For many years, my intelligence helped me to get through these consequences of abusing alcohol and drugs. I'm a journeyman of several trades, and how could I have a problem? But my behavior was starting to create more problems than losses. I found myself asking, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? On September 15th, 1986, shy of my 41st birthday, I found myself sitting with a loaded shotgun on the table. I was not afraid to die. I was afraid to live. I could not believe this is what I had become. September 20th is my sobriety date. It's the last day for alcohol, illegal drugs, or inappropriate behavior, and it's starting a new beginning. I am a person in long-term recovery celebrating 35 years of continuous sobriety. My recovery is about change. Recovery itself is about change. I had to change everything about me, what I did, where I went, where I was going, and I became a certified employee assistant professional within the Steelworkers Union. I've been certified now for the last 32 years. I've also became a member of Pittsburgh's crisis team. I've been on their team for 28 years, having did Flight 93 and a number of the other crises within the city. Along with being trained, I am a trainer in several programs within crisis work. I became a member of the Association of Comprehensive Energy Psychology as a layperson about 10 or 12 years ago. And about 8 years ago, they invited me to sit on their ethics committee, and I'm still on their ethics committee today. I've had the opportunity to be trained and to work with some of the top leaders in the energy field. It is these experiences which led me to do the work I'm doing today, looking for another solution instead of reshuffling the deck and doing the same things we've done for the past 50 years. That's pretty much how I got here.
You know, thanks for being so open and so authentic to sharing your story in that way. I think that's really incredible, and it's very empowering for those listening who might also be struggling themselves and not know where to really turn. You've been doing this work for a long time, work on yourself and then also your field of study. Tell us about your energy wellness. Your energy wellness is a wonderful thing that you created out of all of this. What has been your hope and desire and something that, you know, you wanted to bring to the table for your clients through your own experiences and your own expertise with UR Energy Wellness?
UR Energy Wellness has been a non-invasive, non-psychotherapeutic form of coaching, working with the subconscious mind. It helps to release the energy of your issue in the thought field and in the body. I'm able to work with with the individual both in person and remotely. The key part of it is that we don't have to talk about it. Everything today is based on talk therapy, but science and research is starting to indicate that insight doesn't get to the portion of the brain that we need to get to. I was working with a veteran not too long ago. This individual had served 6 tours in combat until he was shot up, and they've been through a number of different therapies and sessions with others, with the VA and others. And the one thing he said to me really hit home. He says, you know, Jim, he said, all these therapists, they want me to explain to them in a way that they can understand something that I don't understand. And that was very profound and made me realize more and more the importance, because talk does not get to the limbic brain, and if those programs are, or to the subconscious mind, and those programs are written in the subconscious mind, we need other approaches to release these programs. And I've been able to find that within your energy wellness, and I guess if I'm looking for one thing, is it's time to get it out, because I was read, or I was told, that a success kept secret is no different than a failure.
That's amazing. That's really amazing. It really is. You know, it seems like your salvation was almost removing yourself from the equation, James, and really focusing on improving the lives of other people and taking this time to really just develop your empathy to help people, right?
Well, we have to have a purpose. And once you've experienced something and you've gone through that change from where you were, it's important to be able to reach out and carry it. I remember an individual, Ram Dass, who was the son of God, who at 62, he had a full-blown stroke. He lost his ability to talk, to dance, and he was a guru, and in all his life he studied in India. He wrote a book, it's called Fearless Grace, and he talked about it, what he learned from what the struggles he went through. And I believe that the struggles that people go through in their recovery and their addiction or any traumas in life is the same way, and we need to be able to help one another and reach out. And that's it's helped me as well as helping other people.
It's so important, right? It's really so important. And, you know, your energy wellness techniques really are used to help individuals seeking recovery. Let's talk about some of this. Define for us, if you can, James, what thought field therapy is, and how were you introduced to thought field therapy?
Thought field therapy was founded by Roger Callahan, and he found it quite by accident. He was a top psychologist working in the late 70s and 80s with typical techniques, and he was working with a lady, Mary, who was a rather large lady who had a total fear of water, and she could only bathe in a half inch of water. And she one day said to Roger, he was doing the conditioning, putting your toe in, putting your foot in, putting your hand in, trying to shift the brain. And one day she happened to say, Roger, I feel this in my stomach. And Roger said that he'd been studying Eastern medicine because he was always looking for a better way, how to make things better for people. And he said the meridian point, and that's what we are. We're a meridian-based therapy. He reached underneath her eye and tapped under her eye, and her fear of water left her immediately. And it's never come back over 50 years. So that is the basis. We've been using the meridian points. We worked within Rwanda with the victims of the genocide. One of the priests had called Roger and said, Roger, the children over here are all traumatized. And he sent some people over, and they trained the leaders. The leaders took it to the kids, and the kids took it to the kids and changed their whole countryside. And about 10 or 12 years ago, we went through the whole process with NADAC, and SAMHSA, which is your governing bodies for the U.S. for alcohol for addictions. And we did everything that they requested, and we were able to become an evidence-based Meridian-type therapy.
That's really incredible. You know, really, you're getting to the heart of the matter with all of this through these techniques. What is, I mentioned this in the introduction as well, James, Fast Aid? Tell us about that.
Fast Aid is something my friend and I, we have been working together. We're what you call a strange breed or mixture. He's a retired police officer. He does training for ICISF, the International Critical Incident Stress Foundation. Let's say I lived a life that was a little bit rugged on the first side. We wouldn't have gotten along, but we met about 20 years ago in a training with TFT. And we have the same goal, trying to help veterans and first responders and the addicts. And between the two of us, we have about 70 years of experience. So we kept looking. We needed something a little more because particularly when you're dealing with that group of people, addicts, first responders, and veterans, I always say they have three things in common. They don't trust you, they won't talk to you, and they don't feel. So we come up with an ACEs. It's an association to it. Foster rapport, F. If you don't have rapport with it, because we struggle so much with trust, the rapport helps with the trust. We assess the client, what their needs are. We stabilize them, and we select a different one, because everyone is a little different, and you need more than just one tool to work with. We treat and help, that's P. We assess and reassess and repeat what may need to be done to get them through their issues. We instruct them, and then we put up details for your departure, and the E is for you, because we have to protect ourselves too. Anybody doing this, they can catch it, can carry some of the residue, even though we don't talk about it. One of the big things that we created a method which allows the client to feel both the troubled event and releasing the event with very little talk. This also enables us to find and release the energy in the body, seeing that we have three brains and a cellular memory. And this has been a big issue with the particularly the veterans and the addicts, because they don't feel. And when they're able to feel this before they go in and after we're done with a session, it says a lot to them.
That is so incredible in terms of just really having an opportunity to reach them in ways that maybe they wouldn't be able to be reached. How would you say, James, Thought Field Therapy and Fast Aid and NES Health Voice Scan actually work together?
Well, it is a combination. The NES scan is a voice-activated scan, because today the only way we have to evaluate anybody is what we call an observed evaluation. It's limited in how you connect with the people, what they tell you. And people tell you less than the truth. They do the best truth they can, and they're less to share some of those things. And the NES scan allows me to do it by voice, and it allows us to look at the past, the present, and the future. We can look at 50 imbalances from the past, about 39 imbalances from the present, 18 imbalances from the future, and also 16 core beliefs and 25 core emotions. Anita, this is unheard of today, because you can't get that kind of information, because people aren't going to share that with you. We all hold things, what I talk about, in our stash. That's the things we hold up by the prefrontal cortex. That's the memory, the shame, the guilt, and such like that. And using this scan can get us can get into these points because we're looking at 145 human body fields. So it's a non-invasive. What's unique with it, all they have to do is count to 10. And the software program, I call it an informed evaluation versus an observed evaluation. I'm able to gather all this information, and it's spot on. I've done over 1,200 scans with these individuals, and they're standing in line wanting to have it done because one tells another. So the scan is important. The thought field therapy is the way, one of the methods we use of releasing the energy that's in that field. And so when they're feeling it and we tap through a particular sequence within the meridian structure, we're able to release the energy of that event. And the fast aid is, as I spoke about, it's just a combination of weaving it all together. It just enhanced our work with thought field therapy.
That's incredible. It's incredible work. How do your clients respond to these techniques when you work with them?
Well, that is the big thing. The clients themselves, now, realizing, I want people to realize, I have the therapist up there will assess the client and see what their needs are. And then they will offer them my services. And they're standing in line because people talk. And when you get in that population, they say, I can't believe I've carried this for 20 years and it's gone. Or I've experienced this and it's gone. And not only are my clients being assessed before they see me, they are assessed afterwards by their therapist so that there's no problem, but there's been no problems or anything with the type of work that we're doing.
That's incredible. It's great for people to realize that too. And this doesn't just apply specifically to people with addiction, right, James? It's anyone dealing with trauma.
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be trauma. We can have things going on in our lives because those programs are written at a young age, and it's written in the subconscious mind. Until just recently, we were unable to get to that area, but now with some of the techniques of energy psychology and research and everything that's being done, we're constantly being in research because a lot of people, as you can imagine, are doubting what we're doing. But the research is ongoing, and when you're able to, it's your issue, not mine. And I always say people hold on to their own issues. There's some things we're not going to tell anybody. And this has been reaffirmed by all the clients that I've worked with, and I've worked with thousands, because some of that stuff you're not going to share. So if you don't have to talk about it, but you've been into it many a time. So if you're feeling it, we're in that field. And if we're in that field, we're able to release the energy to it.
And that's really important. The release is so important. I know there's a theme here about the release. That's an incredible part of this work. You know, people have a false perception about energy healing, too. Everything you just described is so important. It's really about the brain. It's about where trauma is stored and where it's not stored. You know, one of the areas, too, where that is prevalent and prominent is with veterans and first responders, addicts as well, of course. Tell us about your work with veterans and first responders and addicts and why you're so passionate about, you know, these folks.
When you look at statistics today, we are losing more and more of our police officers, first responders, veterans, due to the problems that they're carrying. And all we've done in the past few years is we just reshuffled the deck. and we need some different approaches. And I wanted an approach that I was would be able to get out to other recovery coaches where you don't have to be a therapist to do it. We don't diagnose anybody. We don't heal anybody. We don't cure anybody. But, you know, when those codes were written, there was nobody putting it there. It's written in the body. And so as we look more and more and more research is being discovered, we need more help for our veterans and first responders, particularly today as they're dealing with all this pandemic and seeing all these deaths. And he's the leader for Pittsburgh Steam. He's been out many a times. I helped him with a problem he had with claustrophobia. And he had to suit up, and he said it was really a chore for me to suit up in one session with me, and we took the claustrophobia away. And he writes about that. And so, you know, you can use it. I work with young people. I have a young lady who I'd seen when she was younger, and she was going into some other therapy, and she says, can I see that, says to her mom, can I see that guy that doesn't make me talk? And because they don't understand what's happening with them. So, but if they can feel it, and through this the approach that we've developed, they can feel it, we go through, we clear it, and they move on.
And that's the key, moving on, releasing, moving on, so important. Kudos to you for that work with veterans and first responders. Really, really fantastic. Reflecting, we've got about maybe 2 minutes left, James. Reflecting on your issues from a different perspective, even thinking of them in a metaphysical sense, really opens the door for new thoughts and new solutions, right?
I think the change in what opens the door is when you allow other people in. For so many years, I never felt that I could fit in with anybody. And
yeah.
Today, through my experiences and the fact that I've sat with the top people in the world who's doing this is amazing in itself.
It's been a journey for you and a beautiful one, James, and you're paying it forward for your expertise and your education and skill set, as well as your relatability and understanding the needs of others and some of what they're going through. And I think it's fantastic. I love when I get a chance to chat with folks who are doing great things for others as a result of experiences that they've had as well. I think it's really, really fantastic. I want to let folks know as well that in addition to all the work you're doing, you're currently the trauma specialist at Spirit Life Incorporated, a residential drug and alcoholic treatment facility, and has been on the ethics committee at the Association of Comprehensive Energy Psychology for the past 8 years as well. And if folks want to learn more and connect with James, you can by going to www.u, and that's the letter U, and then the letter R, urenergywellness.com. That's urenergywellness.com. James, thanks so much for sharing your story with us, and I hope we get a chance to perhaps explore some more down the line, maybe hear some guest stories. That would be a pleasure, but it was a pleasure having you as a guest on Close Up Radio today, and I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I certainly have with you. Thanks for being with us today, James.
Thank you so much for allowing me to sit with you today.
You are very, very welcome. Keep up the extraordinary and important work you're doing, James. A very special guest, James McInnich. Let me tell you, if you haven't gone to that website, it is urenergywellness.com. James is there, and he can help. He knows from his own experience. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time till next time, and I invite you to stay right there. We'll be back momentarily with another incredible guest as well, celebrated right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for being with us, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.